I'm here at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit, and with me is Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, and you just moderated a panel about dry distillers grains, a co-product of ethanol. Tell me a little bit about this panel and what you think this group gathered from that.
Well, it was a nice group, and you know, so much of the time we focus on producing the ethanol, we don't think about that feed side that's out there, and that co-product is hugely valuable. It's valuable for the plants as they're selling it. It's valuable for the livestock producers here and overseas as they're buying it. In fact, the equivalent now of about 2 billion bushels of extra production, so it's a huge number. And one of the comments that was made as well is we're going to see more fat taken off of some of that distillers as time goes on. So it's going to continue to evolve, and it's different from different plants. Distillers are different than gluten feed or gluten meal. And so there's a lot of diversity in that product as well.
Well, a lot of times it seems like we're pitting livestock producers against corn producers in particular. But that didn't seem to be the case up there on stage. We had both the corn growers and the cattlemen's association.
We did, and really in Iowa, where we have access not only to the corn and still have enough corn to export out of Iowa, so we have enough corn for our livestock producers, but we have DDGs that are close by as well. And so our livestock producers have an access to feed product that is not available in some cases in other places. It makes our folks more competitive. We're seeing the cattle feeding business in Iowa grow. We're seeing the dairy business start to come back a little bit from some of its losses through the years. And hog side and egg side, the turkey side as well, all those are growing in part because we have competitive feed supply, even though we're using more and more corn into ethanol over the last few years. That has created DDG that has created more competition in that feed market.
Well, as a former Corn Association leader and the Secretary of Agriculture for this great state, what do you think about this conference this year?
It's a great crew of folks, and it's fun to be able to talk to folks in the hall and get the different stories of how people got here. Some of them started their own ethanol plants, and some of them are members of ethanol plants, or they're feeding DDGs, or they have biodiesel plants. The industry has been great for Iowa. Not without its challenges, and certainly not every project out there made it. But a lot of really good things that have happened.
Grown a lot since you were head of NCGA, right?
It sure has. A lot of this has been the last 6 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. It's really day and night. In fact, I was looking at corn prices. 2005, average corn price in the country was $2 a bushel. Mm-hmm. That, in some ways, seems like a long time ago, but it wasn't all that long ago.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to see you again. And here at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.